This is 88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. Right now, some of the country's top schools have a diversity problem. According to recent data, more than 50% of students accepted to Ivy League schools are white, while black students make up just 11% of the student body. Such is the case at Harvard University. But Brandon Fleming, no relation to yours truly, is trying to do something about the diversity problem, and he's using debate as a way to bring more students of color to the halls of Harvard. He's the CEO of the Harvard Diversity Project, which recruits black students in the Atlanta area and then trains them over the summer at Harvard. A group of students from his debate team last year, they won a major competition and received a letter from a fan.
I extend my well wishes and admiration as you continue to make such a positive impact in Atlanta and around the world. Sincerely, in ink, John Lewis.
That's the kind of joy Brandon wants students to feel as a part of his program. But he says that that joy often comes after a tough journey. For him, he started out as a high-risk child. He went on to college, though, but eventually dropped out. These days, he's one of the nation's most influential educators. So how did he do it?
Honestly, it was the grace of God, for one. Mm-hmm. But quite honestly, it's ironic the way I even landed in education, because if you imagine the worst student you've ever seen in the classroom, that was me, you know. And I had a lot of struggles because I dealt with a lot of traumatic experiences at home that somehow manifested in disruptive and deviant behaviors in school. Mm-hmm. And so I had a lot of challenges and didn't quite encounter a teacher who was able to look beyond what I showed them on the outside to be able to really identify and activate my potential. And so I had a promising athletic career, and then I ended up going to college, Liberty University, to play basketball, but suffered a career-ending knee injury. Mm-hmm. And so before my career even began collegiately, it was taken away from me. And so after that derailed, I subsequently dropped out of college, found myself working in a vitamin factory for the next 2 years of my life, and it was a very difficult experience. And a miracle happened, and I was able to find my way back to college, and I was given a second chance.
A miracle.
A miracle.
Is how you describe it.
Yeah, that miracle was my mother. That miracle was my mother, because I was at what was the lowest point of my life, because while I was working on that assembly line in that factory, it was the most depressing experience I had ever had, because I remember like it was yesterday, you know, some of my coworkers were asking me, boy, what you doing in this assembly line? How old are you? And I told them I was 18 years old at the time. Many of them were twice my age and more, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I told them, well, I dropped out of college. And they say, you did what? You know, and one of my coworkers said, do you understand what the people in this plant would have done to have the opportunity to acquire what you willingly relinquished? And that's when it really set on me. And quite honestly, I thought I ruined my life. And so I didn't want it anymore. And I tried to commit suicide, found myself on the bed of suicide. And my mom, you know, in an act of desperation, she actually gave me her GI Bill. So she sacrificed, you know, what was supposed to be, you know, the resources for her to receive an education. And she transferred that to me. And that really saved my life. I wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for that.
Your mother really did save your life. She is the miracle that helped you become who you are now.
Absolutely.
And so then you created this pretty intense residency. Tell us about that, and how does it work?
In Atlanta, what we do is we train, recruit, and feed students of color, African-American students in particular, into the summer residency. And so we open up applications typically around this time of year, have hundreds of students who apply. We select about 25 to 30 students. We take them through a very, very intense and rigorous training regimen in Atlanta, where we introduce them to rhetoric, political science, philosophy, sociology, psychology, the social sciences, and that is designed to equip and train them to meet over 400 gifted scholars from around the world, both nationally and internationally, where they all converge at the university during the summer, and they engage in a two-week training residency. And at the end of that residency, they apply the knowledge they've acquired in the form of a debate.
And ultimately, is the goal to get them into Harvard?
The goal is to get them into whatever school they want to go to. You know, the reason why we started this program, it's much larger than just Harvard. Yeah, of course, we want to give them this experience, but why? It's because these are the experiences that so many gifted young black kids deserve, but they're under-resourced. often. And these summer residencies are where a lot of scholars go to actually beef up their resumes. And so when it comes to the college admissions process, we have an epidemic. And that epidemic is our Black kids are equally as qualified, but they don't have the same amount of opportunities and experiences that will make them competitive in the college admissions process. And so we knew that if we could create this opportunity for underrepresented and underserved Black youth, that they too would be able to compete for the elite institutions that they want to matriculate to. And it actually worked, because not only did we send these kids to study at Harvard this past summer, but our very first student applied for undergraduate admissions to Harvard, and he got in on early action and received a full scholarship.
Brandon Fleming is the CEO of the Harvard Diversity Project, and we're going to put more information on the project at our website at gpbnews.org. Thank you so much, Brandon.
Thank you for having me.